Eric Frank has been a registered nurse for 20 years, the last 10 as a travel nurse. He's employed by an agency that sends him to work in emergency rooms in rural critical care hospitals. Frank says hospital to hospital, COVID protocols differ. At some facilities, he says, the protocols for protecting non-COVID patients from exposure to the virus are lacking. At those places, he worries that nurses who care for COVID patients risk transmitting the virus to patients who don't have it.
So if you talk to the people in Davenport about their procedure for COVID patients and then cross-contamination, they'll tell you that if you care for a COVID patient, you're done for the day. So you only care for COVID patients. And in Brewster, you go from room to room to room regardless.
It should be said that Okanagan County and Brewster have been hard hit by COVID, much more than Davenport. As of August the 18th, Okanagan County reported 930 confirmed cases to just 31 for Lincoln County. And the Brewster area alone has had 543 cases in six of Okanagan County's nine COVID-related fatalities. Frank worries that in some hospitals, caregivers don't have consistent access to quality protective equipment. In recent weeks, he says he has worn substandard protective masks with straps that broke at critical times. And he's worn masks he believes were not approved by the Federal Occupational and Health Safety Agency.
And I think these facilities are so desperate for gear, PPE right now, that anything will do. And that's not the case.
He says one day while working at Three Rivers Hospital in Brewster, no protective masks were available while he treated a patient in an emergency room. He says in that case, doctors and nurses had about 15 minutes to prepare for the patient's arrival, but the nurse who was supervising him that day was unable to locate any N95 masks until the emergency was over. Three Rivers spokeswoman Jennifer Best says she believes there is no shortage of PPE at her hospital. She's uncertain why it may have taken so long to locate the masks when they were needed.
All I can tell you is that everyone who works for the hospital knows where the PPE room is. They know where to find the supplies they need. And we will continue to provide that protective equipment for our staff and providers.
Best acknowledges small hospitals have limited resources. She says hers follows CDC guidelines to try to prevent cross-contamination, including having staff wash their hands before moving to new patients. Okanagan County Health Officer Dr. John McCarthy says small hospitals like Three Rivers are doing the best they can.
We'd love to have ICUs and separate rooms available for everybody who comes to any hospital, but it's just not realistic. And so appreciating that there is a difference between the larger hospitals and the smaller hospitals, as long as somebody's following the CDC recommendations, I think you're in good shape.
But Eric Frank isn't sold. For now, he's stepping back from taking any new assignments.
I can't wait to go back to becoming an ER nurse, but until I'm guaranteed the safety gear I'm required to do my job and minimize my risk, I need to step back from the career I love.
I'm Steve Jackson reporting.